There's always a lot going on in our community and always a lot to talk about in the city of Ann Arbor. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now to keep us all connected and updated on the latest is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's begin with a recent decision on a new interim city administrator for Ann Arbor. What can you tell us?
Well, we have made an offer to Milton Duchoni to serve as our interim city administrator, and I'm incredibly excited. We're moving forward on contract conversations. He's a gentleman of tremendous skill and experience and integrity, and I think he'll be an outstanding choice for the community.
Has he accepted yet? Are you still waiting for that, or is it a done deal?
He has expressed his delight in the press and in private, but of course, nothing's done till it's done. It's just a matter of form, and so we're in the midst of putting together a contract, which I'm hoping to bring to the administration committee and to council in short order.
And just to be clear, he's interim. What happens after this?
Well, the date is indeterminate, but he'll be here for as long as he's here. And at some point, we will transition to a search for a permanent administrator, and he'll be a participant in that process. By which I mean he'll help us along in that process, and then eventually there'll be a new administrator.
Could he be included in that?
That has not yet been part of the conversation. I don't know if it fits into his hopes and dreams. But for right now, which is what I'm focused on, he has expressed his enthusiasm. And certainly I have a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for him and look forward to his arrival in Ann Arbor and to benefiting from his expertise and skill.
Okay, moving on. Where are you in the city when it comes to mandating vaccines for city employees?
So we at the city have announced a vaccine mandate. There has been some conversation about that at the state level in connection with the recent budget. We are looking forward as to our options. As to where do I stand personally, I believe that a vaccine mandate for all city employees is a necessity. I am behind it 100%. People who interact with city employees have a right to know that the person they're dealing with is not a health hazard. Is not a threat themselves to public health by having refused to be vaccinated. Employees have a right to a safe workplace. Members of the community who engage with city employees have a right to be safe. And vaccines are proven safe and effective against a deadly virus, a deadly and highly contagious virus. It strikes me as plain, simple, excellent public policy, and I support a mandate 100%.
But it doesn't seem that simple, and you being a lawyer in your real life, I understand that council authorized the city attorney to look into legal challenges. Not all of the 9 employee unions are on board with a vaccine mandate. Is this going to get too complicated? Now the governor just signed a budget, so there's a lot of different legal layers to what's happening here. Are you confident you're going to surpass all those and it will be in effect?
We're looking at our legal options in light of the recent events out of Lansing and the state budget. We also know that the federal government is moving forward with a vaccine mandate for employers of a certain size, and whether that applies to us, I guess, is the next question. So we're doing everything we can to ensure that we have a safe workplace and that the community members who engage with city employees know that they're going to be as safe as possible. It is public health imperative. It's a public policy imperative, and it's something that we're going to work towards with diligence and as much speed as we can.
Speaking of imperative, drinking water is obviously important to Ann Arbor residents. And I recently saw an article where the city's water treatment plant was referred to as the aging water treatment plant. And I know there are some concerns about providing residents with reliable, high-quality water. Where is the city on all of that?
Sure. Well, I guess I'd characterize it as we're focused on providing high quality drinking water, because that's what we're doing now every day, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And in order to do that over the upcoming decades, we need to plan. And we need to make sure that our infrastructure is up to the challenges that will be presented over the upcoming decades, and that's exactly what we're doing. So we have a water treatment plant that is aging, that we're still using 1930s technology. Things have changed a little bit. The contaminants have changed. Our sensitivity and our concern about contaminants have changed. And so what we need to do is we need to make sure that that our drinking water is ready for the next 50 years. And that's what we're going to do. And so we in the city have investigated because it is a major strategic decision whether we have alternatives to fixing our own drinking water treatment plant. I think, you know, we have not had a council vote on the matter, but if I have to take a guess as to where we're thinking that we had alternatives with linking up to Detroit Water, and I'm not sure that anyone is going to be in support of that. And I'm pretty sure our focus in the short, medium, and long term is going to be make sure that our water treatment plant, which is excellent and produces treats, you know, award-winning water, is fixed and maintained and improved and will be ready for decades to come.
So much going on in Ann Arbor, but affordable housing is the concern that just doesn't seem to go away. Are you making any progress in chipping away at that problem?
Yes, and you're exactly right. Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, is the eighth most segregated county in the country, and affordability of housing in Ann Arbor is one of the leading drivers to that. And so what we need to do is we need to make sure that we take as many steps as we can to increase the amount of housing in Ann Arbor, to fight racial and economic segregation, and that we provide affordable housing in Ann Arbor. And that's what we're doing with our municipal owned lots. You know, one lot in particular, the Y lot in downtown, we are moving forward with a entitlement of a substantial affordable housing project there that would be a mixed-use project. It would be a mixed-income project, but it would have 40% of the units would be affordable, and it would be really a tremendous step, I think, for the community, demonstrating the importance of affordable housing to our community, and also would provide, you know, many, many units for people who work in Ann Arbor to be able to live in Ann Arbor, to be able to live downtown without a car, in close to business, close to shopping, close to entertainment. It would be a good thing for everyone, and I'm really excited about it moving forward.
Do you, as the mayor of Ann Arbor, ever hear directly from people who say, I love Ann Arbor, I want to live in Ann Arbor, but I cannot afford to even rent in Ann Arbor?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And, it's heartbreaking because people who grew up here aren't able to live here. People who work here aren't able to live here. And we want Ann Arbor to be for everyone, because it's not just for them, although it's for the people who are here, you know, a economically segregated community, a racially segregated community is bad for everyone. It degrades the life and the social experience for everyone. And it's just, it's inequitable and it's wrong. And we need to do everything we can to counteract it. And that includes the city taking strong and active measures to produce affordable housing and to increase housing in the community.
Solar farm in Pittsfield Township, is that a done deal?
Done deal, no, but we are moving forward, and I couldn't be more excited. It's going to be, you know, 20 megawatt plus solar array on the landfill out there in Pittsfield Township, and we're working with our colleagues and pals in Pittsfield, and we're working collaboratively to make sure that we have a solar array there that we can, you know, have low-income residents, all residents in Ann Arbor, subscribe so that they too can have local, efficient, renewable energy, and also use it to, you know, offset some of the municipal operations for Pittsfield and for Ann Arbor. It's a really exciting project, and I just am so excited that it's going to be moving forward. We're moving forward to an RFP, and hopefully, we'll get some good responses, and we'll take it from there.
Because at the same time, the city of Ann Arbor is exploring providing its own energy overall, correct?
Well, that's right. I mean, that's what this would entail. We are going to be putting the solar array on top of the landfill, generating our own electricity. It's going to be it's going to be a good thing to advance, you know, our community-wide goal of carbon neutrality by the year 2030. We don't have time to delay. We need to take action. We need to take action now, and it needs to work. And that's what we're about to do.
And last but not least, we're talking to the mayor of Ann Arbor, Christopher Taylor, and it's time for the annual Mayor's Green Fair on Main Street. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, the Green Fair has typically opens the summer festival season, but COVID, so we're going to close it up this year. We are having the Green Fair. It will be on Main Street, the environs over the course of the pandemic have been really successful at evenings, and it's shown that it's safe to go down and congregate, reasonably in the open, as we've been doing at restaurants and the like. And so we're going to roll out with the Green Fair, and there will be municipal groups talking about what we at City Hall are doing with respect to promoting our and achieving our carbon neutrality goals. There'll be, you know, dozens of organizations and entities that provide and advocacy and programs and projects that promote energy efficiency, promote zero waste, promote solar, promote geothermal, these sorts of things. It's really important that folks understand what's going on in Ann Arbor, what their opportunities are to themselves live a more more sustainable life. You know, people in Ann Arbor are so excited about taking part in the A2Zero program, so excited about themselves reducing their carbon footprint, and coming out to the Green Fair on Friday at 6 will give people an opportunity to learn and see and you know, take that next step themselves.
And apparently your dog's excited too.
Well, you know, I don't know which one it is, but but you know, both of them are good environmentalists.
God. And our Mayor Christopher Taylor, always a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to our WEMU listeners as well.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for calling.